The ministers responsible for mining represented the APEC member economies, convened our first meeting in Antofagasta, Chile, on June 16 and 17, 2004, under the chairmanship of Mr. Afonso Ulanto, Minister of Mining of Chile. Second, we noted that the Asia-Pacific region is a main driver of global economic growth and a significant producer and user of minerals and metals, that many economies derive important economic and social benefits from their development, trade and use, and that the mining and metals industry can effectively be an engine for development. Number five, we acknowledge that development in an interdependent world supposes complex challenges to the mining and metals industry. The most important is related to how society can meet its demands for the mining and metals industry while complying with social, environmental, and economic standards that are sustainable in the long term. We acknowledge, number six, we acknowledge that challenges are arising for producer and consumer economies from the increasing demand for minerals and metals globally and the development of new technologies and applications which require new materials. Number seven, we observed that resource endowment and minerals and metals usage varies considerably between APEC member economies, which makes relationship among economies more necessary. Number eight, we recognized the work conducted by the expert group on minerals and energy exploration and development, GMET, and in minerals, metals, and energy related issues since 1996 through the Energy Working Group, EWG. Number nine, we confirmed our commitment to the economic, environmental, and social dimensions of sustainable development and recognized the importance of the mining and metals industry as a fundamental platform for reaching greater development in many APEC economies, as well as the contribution of minerals and metals as essential elements of modern economies. Sustainable development in mining also meets a culture of harmony between the industry and local populations influenced by mining operations, as well as to encourage opportunities for human development beyond the mining activities. Number 10, we confirmed our commitment to trade and investment, liberalization and facilitation of minerals and metals, which need to move forward based on the Bogor Declaration and in the premise of discussions at APEC meeting of ministers responsible for trade. Number 11, we welcome to launch of the APEC Non-Ferrous Metals Dialogue as proposed by Russia. We express the hope that the dialogue will contribute to effective cooperation between government and business sectors in minerals and metals and related areas. Action items. Number 12, we agree to work in a collective manner to raise the profile of the mining and metals industry in APEC, as well as to encourage sustainable development and trade and investment, liberalization and facilitation in the sector. Number 13, we agree to develop a working plan in order to make future collaboration among APEC economies more precise and effective in order to guide decisions on the minerals and metals sector at the future meetings of ministers responsible for mining. Number 14, we task GMET to develop and coordinate this working plan, which will be reported to ministers responsible for mining and should include the following issues. One, improve and coordinate the flow and exchange of information and experiences in the mining and metals industry, including the restructuring of the GMET's Minerals and Energy Information Network. Number two, promote cooperation of scientific and technological research and development in minerals and metals within the framework of APEC Ecotech principles. Number three, examine mechanisms to work more closely with the industry, including through the APEC Business Advisory Council, ABAC. Number five, promote minerals and metals issues in the other APEC forums. Number six, undertake an assessment of the state of trade and investment liberalization and facilitation of minerals and metals in APEC countries. Number 15, we agree to express our concern to the European Union over possible European Union trade restrictions imposed on minerals and metals by the proposed new chemicals policy, which the proposed policy is not commensurate with the scale of the problem, particularly with respect to the potential impact on the mining and metals industry, and would impose unnecessary costs. Number 16, we decided to communicate to the World Bank our concern about the outcome of the Extractive Industries Reviews, EIR, report, and on our interest in working with the bank to respond to such report. Number 17, we requested the chairman to report on conclusions reached at this first APEC ministers responsible for mining meeting at the next meeting of APEC economic leaders in Santiago, Chile on November 20 and 21 of this year, in order to ensure that the contribution that the mining and metals industry makes to the economic development and prosperity in the APEC region is recognized by the leaders. Number 18 and finally we welcome the opportunity to join discussion on important issues in the minerals and metals sector. Ministers have committed to meet again when the working plan has been developed. Many thanks.